Welcome to Player Path, your weekly Xbox Game Pass podcast. I'm your host, Daniel Fouché, and along with me is my co-host, Justin Summers. We're here to let you know what games you should be playing on Game Pass this week. It's episode 27. How you doing this week, Tank?
Oh, man, I'm doing good. We're a little behind this week, a few days later than normal, which we're gonna change the day that we actually put this out. I don't know if we didn't talk about that before, but we're going to change the day that we actually post the podcast. So we'll be talking more about that later. But yeah, we're a little bit late. Just been a busy week for both of us. But yeah, I'm looking forward to getting into this week. We got some good stuff this week, so I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, it's just been kind of a wild week, and I think I sent out that tweet that we were going to change our date, and then we had to push it back one more day. So it's just been kind of crazy. But yeah, we're going to change the date for the foreseeable future, just one day later. But this week, we're just going to maybe start out your weekend nice with this coming out on a Friday. So like normal, we got a little bit of news. It's not the games coming out this week news that we normally have, but it is something I think is pretty big news, and that's that Game Pass. Phil Spencer was talking about how Game Pass is a great source to see which franchises should get a reboot from the games that are on Game Pass right now. So like they're looking at the kind of games that people are going back and playing, like seeing how many people are. Like, we know we have a Fable IP that's getting reiterated, and then Perfect Dark and stuff like that. But like, think about games like Banjo-Kazooie and stuff like that, that they see people are running back and playing these games. So they see a lot of interest is really in these games. So they might bring these games back in a reboot. So it's really on the forefront of their minds, and it's not just something that like people, conspiracy theorists are coming up with.
Yeah, so the way I see that is that if there's a game that you would love to see in a reboot that's in Game Pass, go download that thing and play it, because they're watching. Phil Spencer says they use it as a tool to kind of decide what they can and can't reboot. So if you really want to see Banjo-Kazooie added, you know, come up, you know, in a few years in a reboot, get in there and play that game, get it downloaded, because they're using it. It's a good thing that, you know, play some of these old games, and maybe eventually we'll actually get a remake or the next version of it coming out. So that's kind of exciting to hear that they're using that to kind of see what they want to push forward going on to the next, you know, year or two.
Yeah, and I'm pretty excited about that. And Phil Spencer's quote, he specifically mentioned games like Prey, Dishonored, and Fable. And then they talked about the Rare Replay and just going through there. And I think that's gotten some people. When I was looking through the news, like I saw multiple different news articles, they started this out with Banjo-Kazooie as like their picture for the article. And he didn't say any, they did mention Rare, but he didn't say any specific Banjo-Kazooie talk, but that's kind of where, I think that's what everybody's really wanting. So maybe they're trying to wish it and speak it into existence.
Yeah, I think a lot of folks are really hoping that you know, some of those Rare games will end up getting some reboots, and I'm sure they will. You know, it just may not be as soon as we would like, but I'm sure we'll end up seeing some of those down the road.
Yeah, I definitely hope so. But the only other thing that I saw this week, newsworthy wise, was that there's a bunch of speculation that Final Fantasy 13 could be coming soon. So I don't know how long that could be, and maybe I figure when they announced that I'm thinking the total trilogy will come kind of at one time for those three games, but who knows, they might come at different times. But Final Fantasy 13 is not the most beloved Final Fantasy, that's for sure, but it won't hurt coming to, like, I think it would be good for some people to play this that aren't necessarily Final Fantasy fans. I think that would actually help this game compared to people that love Final Fantasy jumped into 13 and were like, this is stupid. But people coming from the outside, I think they would appreciate it more.
Yeah, I think that it's good to have the, you know, kind of the variety that franchise offers in there, because like I said, for non-hardcore Final Fantasy fans, this may be one that they could get into and appreciate and enjoy.
Yeah, this one would be closer to one that you could play. It's not quite there, I don't believe, for you. But it's definitely a kind of a in-between step between just turn-based and then full-on just action game. But yeah, that's really not much to say going on this week. I imagine next week we'll have some games coming to and the games that are leaving, but that's all for this week. But when we were sitting here thinking what we wanted to do for this episode, an idea came to us that there's a bunch of games on Game Pass, but like a ton of them are games like Destiny and The Elder Scrolls Online or Fallout 76, where if you pick that game to play, that's pretty much the only game you're going to be playing if you want to devote, like, try to get as good as you can at that game. But there's also a ton of other games that take... We looked at all the games and the ones that took less than 3 hours to beat, and there's a total of 37 games that take less than 3 hours on Game Pass. So we're going to kind of walk through some of those and look at the ones we'd like to play in each little category of how long it takes to beat.
Yeah, I know a lot of these, when I was looking through this list, a lot of these are games that you've played, that me and you talked about, or some of them have been games that you've actually done a breakdown on. So there's a lot of you know, pretty good games that you don't really have to sink that much time into to actually, you know, not. I think most of these you can beat pretty much all the way in under 3 hours. Some of them may just be you can get every achievement in that time period, but for the most part, these, you know, you can... you know, not sink a whole lot of time into. If you just have 10, 15 minutes a day and you want to play something, some of these would be good ones to jump into to kind of give it, you know, give them a playthrough. I know in this first category here that, you know, takes under an hour, one that we've talked about a little bit is the Pandemic, the board game, which is, you know, technically you're playing a board game, but you can get, you know, you can beat the game completely in you know, an hour or less. So that's one you can always take some time and jump into.
So, yeah, and out of, like, there's five games that it takes an hour to beat. And so I'm going to assume for that one and a couple other ones, that's just getting the achievements. Because, yeah, like we said, with Pandemic, a board game, you can play that for hundreds of hours if you want to. And then, like, the Killer Instinct 1 and 2, the classic game, are in there. So that's a game where I guess you could run through, like, just a classic fighting mode of that game and, like, 10 minutes or less, but it's also super replayable. But yeah, there's nothing super jumps out at me in that 1 hour game range. And then there's a games that take about 1.5 hour, and I don't know, I think the only one I've played in there is Bejeweled 2, to be specific. And so that's kind of another infinitely playable game, really, because it's a puzzle game. But if you want to get some achievements and hunting for some achievements, there you go. Get Bejeweled 2.
Yes, this is also a great list for, you know, achievement hunters. If some of these games you haven't played, most of these, you know, that are under, you can get, you know, however many achievements this game offers, you can get them all in under 3 hours. So if you are trying to, you know, just to get that gamer score as high as possible, these are some games you could definitely jump into. I know Dead Space, I'm not sure if it's the game I'm thinking about or not, but it's one that I remember seeing and hearing. So I'm not sure if I'd have to look into it and see if that's actually the game that's in my head. But yeah, some of this next category, the 2 hours and less, or around 2 hours, is some that you've spent some time in. Some of these, Donut County, The Little Acre, I know you've played both of those. So, if I remember right, you got a good bit of, you know, joy and fun out of those games.
Yeah. Donut County was really fun. And like, it didn't take long at all to beat. And for this list that I looked at, like, these completion times, I think they're kind of, like, adding to, like, they're thinking you're hunting for achievements. So, like, you're going to look up lists and stuff and how to do stuff, because I like to go into games blind. So, of course, I'm going to miss some achievements. So, like, Donut County, I didn't get every achievement in 2 hours because, like, I wasn't even paying attention to the, like, what to do to get these certain achievements while I was doing it. But that's something that's also, it's pretty crazy. There's a big community of people that, like, have these walkthrough guides to, like, help you get 100% on games and make sure you don't miss anything and how to play the game most efficiently. So yeah, you mentioned The Little Acre. I don't think I've actually played that one. I think I have it downloaded. You might be thinking of, Oh, maybe Heart.
Yeah, yeah, I think so. I think we just mentioned the Little Acre that it was coming to Game Pass, and I got it mixed up with Wild Heart.
Yeah,
that's right.
They do seem kind of similar, like art style wise. But yeah, that game I've read where it's like you one achievement is to beat it in less than an hour.
Yeah.
And so like there's a ton of people out there that have like optimized how you can do that and tell you how to run through the game. And I think that's pretty cool that community is so big.
Yeah.
Other than that, in that range, the only one that there's three different Five Nights at Freddy's, but I'm not too worried about completing those games.
Yeah, all you horror game fans, that'll be, you know, if you're into, you want some quick achievements for some horror games, those would be the ones to jump into. And then also the one that I've had downloaded for a while, but I've never jumped into, that we talked about. It's been a few months ago when it came to Game Pass, was What Remains of Edith Finch. I think that's like a walking simulator or part walking simulator that we talked about. I downloaded that one, but I haven't actually jumped into it. So now that I know that, you know, you can kind of complete it or at least get all the achievements in 2 hours, I may actually jump into it and try it. I don't know if it'd be something I'd be into, but I would jump into it and give it a try anyway.
Yeah, that's one. I think I've had it downloaded for as long as...
Since we said it was coming. Because I remember talking about it coming, and it's been quite a few months ago. I don't remember exactly how long, but I remember us talking about it coming, and I downloaded it and just haven't jumped into it since I downloaded it. So that'll be one that I know. Since I know how long it takes to play, I will definitely jump in there and try that one out.
Yeah, yeah. I've been saying I want to for forever, so maybe eventually we'll get to it.
Yeah.
And then there's a good mini game in that 2 hour range. It's more than 10.
Yeah. The only other one in there that I see that I have downloaded is The Gardens Between. And it's one that also kind of like the Edith Finch game that I've downloaded, and I watched a few videos on that one too, and it looked kind of cool. I just haven't played it yet. So that'll be another one I can jump into.
Yeah, and that's in that 2.5 hour range, and there's another Five Nights at Freddy's, and then I've played Tetris Effect. It says 2.5 hours for the achievements. That's probably assuming you're good at Tetris, and I'm not, because I was not racking up achievements on that game very fast, because I'm not very good at Tetris. It's kind of, once it got to like level 5, and it was moving faster than I wanted it to. But the other game on that in that 2.5 hour range is Rain on Your Parade, and that's one I've been playing just on cloud every now and then when I get a chance, and that's a fun little it's kind of a cute game really, and like all the little Easter eggs that go through like levels based on different, like there's one level man I don't really want to spoil it, it's just different levels like based on other video games and like TV shows and stuff like that, because like when I went into one level and it was exactly what the TV show was and like set up exactly like it, like it just brought a smile to my face. So I don't want to spoil that for somebody that just to be surprised by it. But yeah, that game's pretty quick. Like each level is like, some of them are like 2 minutes, and at most you'll be on one for like 7, 8, maybe a 10 minute one every now and then. That's a fun little short game.
Yeah, the next category is the one that's 3 hours or below. And, you know, a couple of these jump out to me. Rocket Arena's in here, which is obviously one that you can play over and over and over. So it's saying that, you know, in 3 hours you can get all the achievements for that game. Which, you know, I played that game twice, and it was a fun game, but it didn't really draw me in and, you know, keep me in there. I don't know if I'm sure they've added some seasons and some updates and stuff. So that may be one I have to jump back into and give a try to, just because, you know, I've only played it, you know, a couple of times and, you know, enjoyed it when I was playing it, but it was also kind of something that didn't just keep me drawn into it. The only other one in this list that kind of, you know, appeals to me, or something that I've seen and thought about playing before, is Secret Neighbor. It's been on there off and on for a long time, and it's one that I've always thought about playing and just figuring out, you know, the artwork of, you know, this dad looking guy in the thing kind of makes you wonder what the heck is this talking about. So it's kind of one that I've kind of thought about jumping into that I haven't done yet either. So that may be another one I can try out.
Yeah, and that'll be one we'll for sure need to play some before the sequel comes out to talk about it. I know that one had really good reception and everything. Let's see. Yeah, Rocket Arena, I played that one for a while too, but I'm not bad at video games, and I'm not great. I'm just kind of like your average guy, but when I played Rocket Arena, it was like they only allow three-year-olds and me to play because it was like people running into walls, and it was just so easy. It was like nobody knew what they were doing. So it was like it wasn't any fun because it was so easy. I was winning every round like 9-1 or whatever, 10-1. So I don't know. It might have been putting me in there with computers. Maybe nobody was playing at the time I was on there, so it was just giving me like good AI and whoever was playing just terrible AI. So that really hampered that game to me. And then, but yeah, I don't know. I've downloaded Sea of Solitude. That's another short one, or 3-hour one, but I haven't jumped into that one yet. And just like a bunch of games, really, they're just sitting there ready for me to play. But
yeah, that's what half my hard drive's full of games that I've downloaded that I haven't actually jumped into or barely jumped into them and haven't taken the time to go back into them. So I got a lot already that I need to play, but a lot of these that we listed today will be games that I either already have downloaded and just waiting to play them, or that I'll be jumping into within the next, you know, few weeks, giving them a try now that I know, hey, I can beat this game, you know, in under 3 hours. So
yeah, so yeah, there's 37 of those games that are less than 3 hours to play. So there's plenty of stuff. Like, you don't have to get super discouraged about like not being able to find a game, because like there's plenty of games on there that's just pick up and play, and that a lot of these games also kind of lend themselves to, you can play short little bits of time, like puzzle games like Bejeweled and stuff like that. Like there's the other, I think there's Bejeweled 1 and 3 on there as well. So those don't lend them. I think one of them, it's funny, Bejeweled 2 takes like 1.5 hours to get all the achievements, but I think I saw where Bejeweled 3 takes like over 1,000 hours to get all the achievements. So one of them's good for achievement hunting, the other one not so much. But gameplay wise, like it's a good pick up and play game.
And did we post this list on Twitter yet? I didn't know if you had, or you can post it later.
Yeah, we can post it.
Okay, because I didn't think you had posted it yet, but yeah, we'll post it. We'll post the list on Twitter just so y'all can see the full list, and pick out some games that you would like to play. We went over a lot of the games that we were interested in, but there's, like I said, there's 37 of them. So there's a lot of them that we didn't really talk about or get into. So we'll post that list so y'all can see some of the games, and maybe pick out some that you would like to play.
So yeah, that's a good idea. So yeah, there's plenty of games you can just rush through there and have a good time with. But another thing that we want to do is our third version of this. Is that correct?
Yeah, our second one, if you can count our second one, this is our third version. Our second one was a little rough, but yeah, this will be our third version.
So yeah, this is our third try at Game Roulette. And this time I got a legit list and I double checked it. And I think everything is good to go. Who knows, though? We might still run into some stuff. But what we've done here is, for those of y'all that haven't heard the other Game Roulettes, we've listed every game that's on the Xbox side of Game Pass, and we're just going to kind of randomize it and get a random game that we're going to play this next week so we can talk about for our episode next time. And then we'll kind of give our thoughts on what we think about it, if we really got hooked on it, if we were able to play it more, wanted to play it more, and stuff like that. So we do this to kind of push the boundaries on what we normally play. And so with that, like, there may be some games, like, we'll roll the dice and see what we get. And if it's something we've already talked about, played a lot, like if I get a Final Fantasy game, I'm going to roll again because, like, I've played that 100 times and I've talked about it probably more than y'all want to hear on this podcast. So we'll just, we might have to roll again for something like that. But to start off, you want to go first, Tank?
Yeah, I can go first. And while you're getting that ready, the first game I got, I really enjoyed. And the second game was a game that a lot of people enjoyed that I thought I was going to really enjoy, but it was one that I ended up not having very much fun with at all. So I'm kind of ready to, kind of nervous and hoping I get something good. So yeah, go ahead and let me know what I'm going to be playing this week.
All right. So the first week I got a horror game that I was not too excited about that I ended up liking a good bit. So this week, Tank, you have ended up with a horror game, and okay, that is Resident Evil 7.
Okay, I'm down with that. I like Resident Evil. So that's hold on, let me get my list here. So Resident Evil 7. I'll write that down so I make sure I remember. I guess I could go ahead and download it through the cloud, but I'm just gonna write it.
So yeah,
Resident
that's,
Evil 7. All right.
That maybe that'll make you want to buy the newest one if you end up liking that.
Yeah, I've thought about playing the new one a lot. I just haven't, you know, I haven't been buying. Since I have Game Pass, I haven't been buying games, you know, in a long time. So if I play this one enough and enjoy it, then yeah, I may end up having to do that. So yeah, that's not, in my opinion, you know, I'm not, you know, a huge fan of horror games or, you know, against horror games. I kind of find myself in the middle. I kind of like them sometimes, sometimes I don't. So I'm kind of excited to play that one.
So yeah, I think you'll, who knows, you might enjoy it. You might not, but that's why we do it this way.
Yep, that's game roulette.
And so, yeah, I did me a roll, and this is a game I've looked at quite a few times, but I've never played it, and this is Deep Rock Galactic. So this is a game that is, let me see, the description's not very good. It says, supports Xbox Play Anywhere. Yours to play on both Xbox One and Windows, no additional cost. That doesn't tell me much about the game at all. Okay, here's some. It's a 1-4 player co-op first person shooter featuring dwarves. Space dwarves. Not just normal dwarves, but they're space dwarves.
Are you saying dwarves?
Dwarves. Yeah, like
Snow White and the Seven.
Lord of the Rings.
Snow White and the Seven. You say that word really weird to me. I don't know. I can't understand what you're saying, but I get you now. I was just making sure I knew what you were saying.
So yeah, that's we'll just I won't say it anymore, but that's what it is. So I don't make a fool of myself. But yeah, no, I've looked at this game a few times and it looks like it'd be a fun co-op game. I'm not so sure about the just playing by myself, so if you have enough time, I might draw you into a game, a little bit of it.
I'm sure we can find a little bit of time to play some co-op on that anyway.
But yeah, no, I think those are pretty good. And unlike last time when we were getting games that weren't even on Game Pass anymore,
yeah,
this has gone a lot more smooth.
Yeah, that was smooth. That was smooth. And like the first-person shooter, I'd be down to jump in and try it with you. You know, I love first person shooters. As long as the movement's good. If the movement is just terrible, then I may play 5 minutes and be like, all right, for sure, you have to play the rest of this by yourself. But yeah, I'll jump in there and try some of that with you. But it did. It went a lot better this time. So we had actually had the right list. You know, it makes it a lot easier for us.
Yeah, and I know where to find a good list. I wish I could give credit to the person that set it up. I'll have to figure out who that is and shout them out here next time. Because they have done one heck of a job on getting a list with all kind of data.
Yeah, they put in some time and some effort to get that list created.
But yeah, we're appreciative to them, whoever they are. But yeah, looking forward to this next week. And y'all come back and hear what we have to say about the two games we've gotten. So one of them is, you know, with Resident Evil, that's a popular game that people know a good bit about. So that'll help people kind of see your taste in games a little better. To compare it to a game that people know about. And then with mine, that's a game that probably not too many people have played, so they'll get to hear about a new game. So
yeah, so I'm looking forward to jumping into these. That's kind of it for our game roulette section. We've got our games. We'll be playing them this week. We'll kind of give you updates on Twitter and our socials to just kind of let you know how the games are going. We may post some clips or something if we can get some that we think are entertaining. But moving on from game roulette, Fouché, what have you been playing this week? I know we hadn't had much time, but what have you kind of been jumping into?
So yeah, at the beginning of last week, if y'all listened to last week's episode, we talked about Superland and just kind of how I played that game, played through it, and I really enjoyed it. But there's a few things I didn't finish before I could get to giving the review. So I went back and I didn't 100% the game. There's a few achievements I didn't get, but I got all the collectibles and stuff. And shamefully for myself, I did have to look up how to do a couple things. And then, but it didn't make me feel as bad as it normally did, because one of the chests, you had to do something that, like, totally different than anything you had to do in the rest of the game. So I was just kind of like, okay, I don't feel too bad about that. And then another one was just, I'd gotten to this point and then I just forgot about it. And then looking at that jogged my memory. So I didn't feel too terrible bad about it. But yeah, no, the game's super fun. And once I unlocked everything, it was really cool to see. I was a little sad about, like, one of the final unlocks, because I could have completed the game like 4 hours sooner if I had gotten that a certain ability before, like, the very last thing I did in the game. So, but yeah, no, I enjoyed finishing that game up. And then me and you jumped into some Grounded, and we played for maybe an hour, but I enjoyed my time with that. We still hadn't got to check too much on the update, because we just don't have the tools we need to really dive into the newest update.
Yeah, we're gonna have to get into Grounded, because it's something that we both really enjoy playing. So we're gonna have to get in there and actually spend some time leveling up stuff, gathering materials. That way we can get there, because most of the time we spent there, we just spent walking around looking for, you know, some of the new stuff, and then we ran into some spiders, which is always terrifying, and died a few times from that. And then we went on a search for a ladybug, which at the first, you know, when we were playing it a few months ago, ladybugs seemed to be everywhere. But this last time we played, we had to really, really, you know, traverse the map to find a ladybug to try to get some of the material we needed for some of the higher tier tools and weapons. So, yeah, we're going to have to just take some time, you know, after this game roulette, we can actually spend some time playing it to kind of level up some stuff. But that's not something I mind doing, because it's a game that I really enjoy. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was really fun. And then, we fought our first ladybug, and we thought it was going to give us a big fight, but it just sat there and took it. And it was...
I felt bad.
We were super excited for this intense fight, but then we just felt bad after just killing this ladybug.
I think it may have glitched, because every time we fought ladybugs before that, you know, they kill us pretty quick because they're pretty stout. But this time, I don't know if it glitched or if it was just stuck somewhere, but it just literally sat in the corner and just, like, moaned the whole time we were killing them. Man, I feel terrible right now. I don't think you were supposed to be doing this.
Not near as satisfying as I thought it would be. But, yeah, other than that, I've played another game about bugs. It's Bug Fables. You know, they added that pretty recently, maybe in this last set of games that they added. And, that game's been really fun so far. It's like Paper Mario. And so at first I wasn't like super getting into the story and stuff, because Paper Mario is really like carried a lot by its charm and its humor. And then, like, you know about Mario, so it's like all this nostalgic stuff. And this game doesn't have that. But the further I've played into it, the more I'm starting to, like, the characters are growing on me. I'm like understanding where they, like, what kind of people or what kind of bugs they are. But I've been playing on hard mode, and so I don't know why I'm punishing myself like that. It's because it is, I think every boss fight I've gotten into, it's like my last turn, I have to kill it. I have to, like, kill the boss or I'm going to be dead. So, it'll take me multiple tries and then just, like, barely beating a boss. So it's been pretty intense. But no, I'm enjoying it. It's pretty good.
Yeah, this has probably been the week, probably in over a year, it's been the least amount that I played Xbox this whole week in a very long time. I played, like I said, we played Grounded that day for an hour, maybe a little bit more than an hour, and then I played Apex. I probably only played, like, maybe 2 hours of Apex all week, and for me, that is very little, so I haven't played much this week at all, but I definitely look forward to jumping into Resident Evil 7 this week, because I played some Resident Evil before, but I've actually never played that one, so I'll be looking forward to playing that. And then looking forward to hearing what you have to say about your game and maybe jumping in and playing a little bit of that with you this week. But yeah, we like I mentioned earlier, we're going to be posting on Twitter this list. So if you want to find it, we'll post it. That way you can see these lists and jump in there and, you know, pick out a game that's under 3 hours and you can beat the game. But other than that, that's kind of what we have for the day. So make sure and follow us on our socials. If you want to, you know, get this list, get all our updates, get all of our clips, and, you know, all the content we put out will be on our socials at Twitter, Twitch, and Instagram, and that's Play or Pass Pod. You can find us there. We'll be posting stuff a good bit. Or you can send us an email to playorpass.xboxgamepass@gmail.com. We look forward to hearing from you guys.
So, yeah, just leave a 5-star review and rating on Apple Podcasts and just let us know what you think there. Just let somebody else know about the podcast as well if you think they would enjoy it. And just reach out to us and let us know what you would like to hear from us. And we'd like to just get back to you and just kind of grow the community even more and just give y'all the content that y'all want to hear. So hope y'all have a good week, and we will see you back here next time.
That's it. We'll see y'all.